Welcome back to the ICA Podcast. I'm Steve Prines, and I'm the course author and instructor for our home inspection training program. Earlier this year, I was a guest speaker at a home inspection franchise conference. This group is one of the larger home inspection franchises in the nation. There were probably 140 to 150 home inspection franchisees in attendance at this conference. Many of them brought their spouses, so there were probably 250 attendees at this conference. It was pretty big. Gave me a chance to see up close what this particular franchise group does for their franchisees. And I have to say, it was a pretty decent conference overall. I did four classes for them over the course of a couple of days. Got to meet and talk to many of the franchisees. I had lunch with them. I had dinner with them. So became pretty familiar with what this group can do. A few years ago, I worked as a consultant to another home inspection franchise group. That one a few years ago wasn't quite as big as this one that I recently spoke at, but they're also a pretty big group. I did their conference a few times over the years. They had probably 80 to 100 home inspectors at their conference, so I got a chance to see what they did up close as well. And one of the things I did for that other franchise group as a consultant was I rewrote their home inspection reporting software for them because at the time, it was very much out of date. So my recent experience at this franchise group made me think that might be a good topic for a podcast because if you're listening to this, chances are you're thinking of going into the home inspection business. Now, it's possible you're already in the business, and if so, we very much appreciate your listening. However, if you're considering going into this business, there's two ways you can do it. You can buy a home inspection franchise, or you can go through the training on your own and get yourself started. So let's examine the pros and cons of buying a franchise versus doing it on your own. Now, for starters, buying into a franchise is going to cost you $25,000 to $40,000. Yes, you heard that correctly. If you haven't already looked into the cost of a home inspection franchise, it's going to run you $25,000 to $40,000. The price does vary depending on what company you buy into. The better home inspection franchise companies are going to be on the higher end. The ones that really don't do all that much for you beyond initial training, well, they're going to be on the cheaper end, closer to $25,000. Now, you might not have that kind of money laying around. Well, they know that, and generally speaking, they're willing to finance that cost for you. So you'll be paying some amount of money on a monthly basis over the course of several years. And by the way, that doesn't include the royalty fee that you have to pay, because after you buy the franchise, you're still going to have to pay 7 to 10% of every inspection fee to the home inspection franchise company. So as an example, once you get going, if you do $75,000 worth of home inspections in a given year, you're going to be paying anywhere from $5,300 to $7,500 to the franchise group. And by the way, that's before taxes. So, you know, if you're fortunate enough to grow $75,000, you think, gee, that's a good amount of money. And yeah, a lot of home inspectors do gross that kind of money and even a lot more. But let's say you got yourself going. After a year or two, you've grossed $75,000. Well, you pay out $6,000-$7,000 to the home inspection franchise group. And of course, you pay that on a monthly basis, not all at the end of the year. But nevertheless, that's gone. Then you have to pay federal taxes. Then you have to pay state taxes. You might even have to pay local taxes, depending on where you're at. Gee, what's left for you? And if you've been working anywhere, and I'm sure you have been, whether it's on your own or working for somebody else, no matter what job you do, you can see what a big cut out of your paycheck the taxes takes. Well, when you own a franchise, it's like paying taxes twice. And I'm not knocking the ownership for franchises. I mean, for some people, it's a good idea. I'm just speaking truthfully here. It's a lot of money to pay out. Now, absolutely, when you buy a franchise, training will be included. And the training might be pretty darn good. The training varies depending on which franchise group you buy into. Some of the training may not be all that updated. Let's compare that to simply paying $695 to get your training through Inspection Certification Associates. And you know what? our training is state of the art. It really is. It's constantly updated. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I just concluded updating our entire home inspection training curriculum for the coming year. I spent many weeks doing that. And I'm serious. I spent many, many weeks revising our home inspection training program so that it would be completely up to date. So that way, if you go through ICA, you're learning what you need to know right now, not stuff that was relevant 10 or 15 years ago. So that's something to think about right there. When you buy the home inspection franchise, are you getting state-of-the-art training or not? And again, I'm not knocking franchise groups. Some of them provide very good training, but that's a question you would want to ask of that home inspection franchise group before you sign on the dotted line. How up-to-date is their training going to be? So training is included in your home inspection franchise fee. Well, what about licensing? If you're in a state that requires home inspectors to be licensed, you're going to have to pay that on your own. The home inspection franchise group is not going to pay that for you. So whether you buy a franchise or whether you decide to go through ICA or even some other independent home inspection training provider, either way, you're going to have to pay that licensing fee on your own. So they don't do that for you. You're going to have some tools to do a home inspection. Generally speaking, when you buy a home inspection franchise, they will provide tools for you. So that's going to be included in your $25,000 to $40,000 up front. The more you pay, the more tools you're going to get. Now, I'll be honest with you, they're going to give you a lot of tools and you probably don't really need a lot of them to perform a home inspection. In fact, to adequately perform a home inspection and meet a standard of practice of either the American Society of Home Inspectors or the International Association of Certified Home Inspectors, or if you're in a licensed state, the standards of practice for that state, any of those standards, to meet them, you don't need all that many tools. In fact, there's a good chance you have all the tools you need sitting around your house right now. Absolutely, you're going to need a flashlight. You'll need a screwdriver. You'll need a couple of ladders. You'll need an outlet tester. Now, if you don't have that, the outlet tester you're going to need costs you less than $10. You really don't need a lot of tools to meet the standard of practice for home inspection. So buying a franchise to get the tools you need, that's not really an advantage. Now, the other thing, too, once you get started as a home inspector, if you want to upgrade your tools later when you start getting a little money going, you can do that. And I've seen this over the years. Most home inspectors have more tools than they really need because as a group, we're all kind of tool crazy. We like our tools. We like our fancy gadgets. And that's a lot of fun to bring them out in home inspection. But you know what? Your client doesn't really know what tools you're supposed to have or not have anyway. So can you look fancier with more tools and flashier tools? Sure you can. But the bottom line is your client's buying a home. They want to know what's wrong with the home. You'll be able to tell them what the issues are with just a few tools. And that brings us to reports, because when you do a home inspection, you're going to have to provide a report to your client. A written report. No, absolutely, when you buy a franchise, they will give you a computerized report format. And some of them are pretty nice. Some of them may be state of the art. However, if you decide to go through ICA for your home inspection training, as part of the $695 package, you will get a report format included, all part of that initial cost. So you'll have a report format that will get you started. So you pay $695, you get state-of-the-art training, you get a really nice report format. That brings us to marketing. Absolutely, when you buy a home inspection franchise, they will spend lots and lots of time teaching you marketing. After all, it's to that franchise group's benefit that you do well, because that's more money for them in royalties. Guess what? At ICA, we teach you marketing as well. Included in your $695 training package, you get 8 hours of marketing material. The other thing about marketing, it's not really a big secret anyhow. The home inspection franchises won't really teach you anymore that we're going to teach you in our 8 hours of home inspection marketing. We'll spend more time on it, but they're going to teach you the same basic stuff. If you decide to go out on your own as opposed to buying a home inspection franchise, yes, you'll get 8 hours of marketing from us. And to be fair, some of the other home inspection training providers will give you some marketing. I don't know if they give you a full 8 hours included in the package the way we do, but they'll give you some marketing. But here's a thing to really consider. You buy a franchise, they teach you marketing. You go through ICA or even some other training provider, we'll teach you marketing. Guess what? You still have to go out and execute the marketing plan on your own. The home inspection franchise company is not going to do that for you. Now, when you buy a franchise, here's something you might want to consider. If, as an example, you decide to get into the restaurant business and you decide to buy a McDonald's franchise, which, by the way, the price for a McDonald's franchise is in the millions of dollars, and I'm not making that number up. It's literally in the millions. But why is it so expensive? Because the day you unlock the doors to your brand new McDonald's, it is absolutely guaranteed people will drive in and buy food from you because it's McDonald's. People have heard of it. And McDonald's spends hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions. I don't know what their advertising budget is, but you know as well as I do, McDonald's marketing is everywhere. In media, in print, on billboards, it's everywhere. So you buy a McDonald's franchise, you unlock your door. Yes, people will be there from day one, and you don't have to do any marketing at all. When you buy a home inspection franchise, no one's ever heard of the franchise company that you bought a home inspection franchise from. No one's ever heard of that company, other than possibly some real estate agents. Is that going to help real estate agents to refer you because they may or may not have heard of that particular company? A bit, maybe, but it's not going to mean anything to your client. Now, the home inspection franchise company will, of course, have a website. And when you buy a home inspection franchise, you'll be included on that website. You'll get a page or two or three for your own company or your own franchise. So it can be customized a little bit. But by and large, when people are buying a house looking for a home inspection, they'll either get a referral directly from their real estate agent, or they'll talk to friends and acquaintances, or they'll do an internet search for home inspections, and you can get your own website up and running for not that much money. As a matter of fact, if you use a domain registration service such as GoDaddy, and I'm not necessarily promoting GoDaddy, although admittedly I use GoDaddy myself, but there's several of them. I just happen to know that GoDaddy will give you a free website, and it's limited, but it's free, and they'll even give you some design help. They have some tutorials, and you can come up with a pretty decent website for yourself. So again, let's talk about spending $25,000 to $40,000 up front or even finance, but you putting that kind of money into buying a franchise versus you paid $695 for a comprehensive training program through ICA, spent a little more for some tools, spent a little more for website design through GoDaddy because you have to register your domain name and then you get your website going. What have you spent? A couple $1,000? $1,500? Is it possible to get into this business for just $1,500? Absolutely. We've got quite a few ICA graduates that got into the home inspection business and are making money today. They got into it for less than $1,500. Now, if you're in a state that requires licensing, yeah, it's going to cost you a little bit more, depending on the licensing fees. But they didn't spend $40,000 up front, spent $1,500 up front. So what if you decide to get more tools than some of these guys, or you got fancier ladder? Gee, you spent $2,500. You can get into this business for so much less money on your own than going through a franchise. And as I said, the franchise group, while they'll give you probably good training and they'll give you good marketing training and they'll give you some tools, you still have to market yourself. You still have to get everything going yourself. Here's the other thing. You get out, you do it on your own, you start making a few bucks. You can get a professionally done website for $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Now, maybe that sounds like a lot of money to you right now. You might say, gee, I don't have $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 laying around. Well, as I said, you can get into this business for well less than $2,000, maybe as little as $1,500. If you can come up with that, get some inspection money going, and absolutely you can do that. As I've said, we have many successful ICA graduates that got into it for not much money at all and are doing very well today. So you get some inspections going. You throw a little money aside from each inspection. Or if you just need all that money to pay current bills, that's fine as well. But once you get going on some inspections, if you can carve out another $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000, you can go get yourself a professional website. You can get one professionally designed. Website design does not cost what it used to years ago. Prices are very cheap. You can find good website designers online. You can go to local community colleges and hire students. A home inspector's website does not have to be complicated like Amazon's website. You're not offering all sorts of different products at retail with all sorts of different features. You're simply providing home inspection services. So you need to have a website that presents you in a professional manner. You have some pictures of some actual home inspections that you did, showing some of the defects you found. You may or may not talk about your fees on the website. I know a lot of home inspectors do it, although I'm not really a big fan of that. And you'll find out why in our marketing courses. Now, I do want to talk about marketing material. The franchise groups are going to give you all sorts of marketing material to use. And you know what? In the 21st century, you don't really need brochures and all that stuff. What you really need is a decent website, which we've just talked about. As you get more money going, you can pay for some SEO for your website, which is search engine optimization. And again, that doesn't have to cost much money. I've heard of inspectors paying as little as $20 a month for SEO services. And that simply means that if you're in Albany, New York, as an example, and someone searches for a home inspection in the Albany area, it simply means your website has a much better chance of coming up on the first page. And that's another one of those things, the more you spend, the better it does for you. But again, for $20 a month, you can get your website coming up on the first page in your area. That's really the positioning that you want. A home inspection franchise is going to provide you with brochures. 10, 15 years ago, home inspectors used to do a lot of brochure marketing. We'd run around to real estate offices and we'd fill them full of brochures. You know what? I'm not going to say brochures are dead, but they're not very important anymore. You really need a business card, you need a good website, and you need a social media presence. We talk about all that stuff in our marketing courses. And it's not hard to find more information about social media marketing for free all over the internet. Literally, it's all over the internet. All you have to do is go on a search engine like Google or Bing. You're going to find all sorts of stuff for free. So ultimately, it all comes down to this. If you're thinking about becoming a home inspector and you're trying to decide whether or not you should buy a franchise or you should try to do it on your own by getting your own training and getting your own tools together, well, you know which direction I lean in. And of course, obviously, I'm the director of education for home inspection training program. And yeah, I'm going to be a little bit biased, but I'm really telling you the truth here. You're going to spend so much less money by doing it on your own. And the other thing is you're not hooked in with anybody. A lot of people become home inspectors because they get tired of working for companies. They get tired of working for bad bosses. And you know, that's another thing to consider. When you buy a franchise, yeah, you're not technically working for them, but you're still contractually committed to do home inspections a certain way and use a certain report format and have a certain overall look. And while that's fine, maybe you want to be on your own and be truly your own boss. And as an example, at the beginning of this podcast, I mentioned I did some consulting work for a home inspection franchise. And one of the things I did for them was rewrite their home inspection report software because it was very obsolete at the time, very outdated. Well, you know what? When you buy into a franchise, if their stuff isn't especially up to date when you buy it, you may not necessarily realize that being brand new at it, but you start using it after half a year, you know, you're going into real estate offices or you go to home inspection association meetings or you go to home inspection conference and you see what other software is out there for you to do reports on and you start realizing yours isn't so great. Well, you know, when you're locked into a franchise, you've got to use the stuff that they want you to use. And typically when you buy a franchise, you're locked in for 7, 8, 9 years before you can buy your way out. When you're on your own, if you do the training through Inspection Certification Associates, as I mentioned, we give you a really nice home inspection report package as part of your $695 deal. When you're hooked in with a franchise and you get tired of using what they have, well, you're stuck with it anyway. So that's another thing to consider. So all comes down to this. You can pay $25,000 to $40,000 upfront. Or perhaps it's finance, but that's still money you're going to have to pay. And then you've got to pay 7, 8, 9% of every fee you do to the home inspection franchise. Or you can get yourself started for well less than $2,000. You can be proud of what you do. And if you want to upgrade after you got a few inspections going, you can get yourself looking as good or better than anything a franchise can do for you, and you still spent only a few thousand dollars. To me, it's a pretty easy choice, but it's up to you. You know, if you have any more questions about which way you should go, absolutely, take a look at the Home Inspection Franchise Company websites, but be sure to take a strong look at our website, which I'm sure you already have if you're listening to this podcast. Feel free to give us a call. Ask any of our very friendly and knowledgeable staff any questions you have, or feel free to contact me directly, and we'll be glad to give you any advice that we can. So that concludes today's podcast. Very much appreciate your listening, and we'll catch you down the road in the next one. Thanks again for listening to the ICA Podcast.